And it is the Noon Business Lunch. And, you know, it's Wendy in for John. I love listening to this show when John does it because you find out about new things. And I am going to find out about something new right now. And hopefully you guys will, too. Joining us to talk about the Holly House is Samantha Frontera. Samantha, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I am completely intrigued. I am at hollyhouseshop.com. This is a mother-daughter business. You're the daughter?
Yes, I am. My mom's Becky Frontera. And we got the idea because my mom was always sewing and making items, you know, baby blankets, you know, baby bibs, and she just had nowhere to sell her items. So we saw an empty storefront in Old Orland Park about a year and a half ago or so, and we decided to open up. But I'm originally from, it feels like now I'm a city girl, right? I moved for college, so I live in Lincoln Park. So we just opened up our second location about a week and a half ago on Clark Street at 2438 North Clark. So now there's two Holly Houses, one in the south suburbs and one in downtown area.
Okay, well, first of all, congratulations on the expansion. That's fabulous.
Thank you.
So I explain, now artisans can get together and sell their ware, basically. This sounds so unique. Please tell us what you have to offer here.
Yeah, so my mom is 76, so I realized quickly we couldn't fill an entire shop with her items. So we started renting space to other artisans and makers, and we have like a goat milk soap vendor, we have a candle vendor. For a while, we had an amazing leather guy. So, you know, everybody kind of does a little something different and unique, and so I don't, you know, have two candle vendors, I only have, you know, one, so nobody is competitive of one another. So they rent little booths and spaces, and it's almost like a little marketplace, but everybody makes something or is a small business. So when you shop with us, you are really, you know, supporting small business.
And I imagine if someone leaves or something changes, that people who have their wares to sell could reach out to you to perhaps rent a space there. Is that how it works?
Yes, that is correct. That's our concept. And we would love that because we're still trying to get some more people in our Lincoln Park space. And we would absolutely love if people could reach out to us if they're making any handmade items or have a small local business and would like to rent a booth from us. So we do have a couple spots left open on Clark Street.
And what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
They can go to our website, but honestly, they can just give me a call or shoot me a text, which is 847-703-0529. But if you do go to our website, hollyhouseshop.com, there is a form you can fill out and the number to the shop as well that I just shared with you.
Okay, and Holly House. Now, this is year-round Christmas items? I'm a little confused on that.
Yeah, so we do have Christmas in the back of our shop. So there will always be a little section for Christmas, but we switch it for each season. So, for example, like Valentine's Day is coming up. So come January 1st, our whole shop is going to be switched over to Valentine's Day items. Think Valentine's Day earrings, Valentine's Day candles, Valentine's Day bath bombs, you know, things of that nature. So it is switched over. And then we also have permanent jewelry as well. So a lot of people do come to us for permanent jewelry. So you can either get like a little permanent jewelry, you can, you know, have a glass of rosé, and then you can shop our artisan gift shop. We do have art classes twice a month as well.
Oh my God, this just sounds right up my alley.
I hope you come see us.
Yes, I would love to. And now there's a new location, the Holly House. You can visit them at 9959 West 143rd Street in Orland Park, or the new location, 2438 North Clark Street in Chicago, and go to hollyhouseshop.com. Happy holidays to you. Appreciate talking to you, Samantha.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. Everybody have a good holiday.
You as well. Samantha Frontera, co-owner of the Holly House. She and her mom have it. HollyHouseShop.com. Wendy Snyder in for John Williams this afternoon. It's the Noon Business Lunch. And let's say hello to Josephine Lee. Josephine Lee is with Uniting Voices, and you're president of United Voices Chicago. It's a nonprofit that does amazing things. Tell us about it.
Yes, thank you for having me. Well, Uniting Voices, for nearly 70 years, we have empowered thousands of young people to become global leaders through the unifying power of music. For those of you that are not familiar, Uniting Voices, formerly Chicago Children's Choir, was founded in 1956. As one choir on the south side of Chicago, we are a network of 152 ensembles throughout the city. How we serve nearly 4,000 children ages 6 to 18 is through our school partnerships. We have partnerships with 80-plus schools. We have 12 neighborhood choir programs, after-school programs, as well as two citywide ensembles, Dimension and Voice of Chicago. It's world-renowned. They travel all over the world. This year, we'll be heading to India, and this past July, we were in Italy and, of course, at Lollapalooza. And most recently, we were with the Lyric Op of Chicago in several productions. So it's a really powerful organization. Chicago should be incredibly proud of the youth that are really committed to singing, not only together, but also learning how to become leaders in our society.
Well, it's funny you bring that all together because we all need a little enrichment in our lives. I love to sing. There are kids that love to sing and don't know what to do with it. So this brings everyone together. And I love the new name, Uniting Voices Chicago. It's perfect to bring everyone together through music.
Yes. And is it, and the name suits it well. When people think choir connotes one ensemble. But when you're thinking about uniting, we're not only uniting the voices of our youth from the north side, south side, west side, right, and our city, nation, and the world, but we're also uniting our families, our communities, and our young people are learning through the excellence and through learning music from different cultures, singing in 37 languages. They're learning how to become ambassadors of their community and nation and the world. And, I'm just so proud that this was born in Chicago. It has served a model for organizations across our country. I was just having a conversation about how it inspired an organization in L.A. and Miami and New York and Boston, so on and so forth, and also across the globe in Italy. We should be so proud of the young people because often people look at Chicago in a very negative light. And these are kids that are working towards something greater than themselves. They're great. We have 100% graduation rate.
Wow.
Really, let's celebrate the good.
I Josephine, I have like goosebumps listening to this because that is just, it's great to hear this. And so the kids also collaborated with, I love Kate Pearson from the B-52s. What a great voice. How was that working with someone like that?
Oh, she's such a rock star and such an amazing, beautiful, brilliant presence and so humble and generous with her spirit, and to sing People Have the Power. I mean, Patti Smith's song, yeah, of course. And to have this opportunity to record her version of it, her interpretation of it. We, of course, arranged it for their voices. We were in the studio, and then we created this music video, and we were featured in Rolling Stone. And yeah, so it was a really powerful experience. So yeah, that just got released this month. As well as, we were with Joe, spelled DJO, at Lollapalooza, Joe Keery. And that was a real epic moment for them. And on the heels of coming off of the Amalfi Coast at the Ravello Festival, from Varese to Milano to Porta Sol Festival, I mean, they get to see the world. And they travel not only in our nation, our Bridging America tours, but we're taking a group of nearly 60 to India.
Wow.
They're going to be in Dharamsala to go meet the Dalai Lama. They're going to be in Punjkini as well as Mumbai. And to have these world, these experiences, and we've been touring, mind you, since the 1970s internationally, serving as the voice of Chicago.
Now, if someone's listening right now, how do their kids get involved? How do families get involved with this, Uniting Voices?
Yes, our doors are open. We are welcoming singers again in January, Uniting Voices. Chicago.org. We also have a Uniting Voices Lexington. We're proud of that. Our first chapter out of Chicago. UnitingVoicesChicago.org, January. We're accepting new singers. But if you are available and, you're downtown and you want to come hear us sing tomorrow, we have two concerts at 10:30. This is December 6th at Symphony Center, 10:30 a.m. and at 2 p.m. And tickets are still available. And you'll be hearing all of our singers from all the various neighborhoods that I just shared with you. Not only Voice of Chicago Dimension, but Beverly, Englewood, Lincoln Park, Pilsen Little Village, Westtown. You know, we have Albany Park, Austin, Humble Park, Gage Park, Hyde Park, and our program at Garfield Park and Office Street Club and Rogers Park. So we have programs throughout the city. If your child has a desire to sing, to move, to dance, to live, to become a global citizen and a leader, this is your place.
Uniting Voices Chicago, it's a nonprofit. It provides music education and performance opportunities. Josephine Lee is the president, and you must be so proud. How long have you been president of this fabulous organization?
Since 2010. I'm incredibly proud. And when people say, oh my gosh, how do you do this? You know, I wake up every day and I'm inspired by them. I'm inspired by their spirit. I'm inspired by their tenacity, their resilience, and truly the hope that they represent for our world.
UnitingVoicesChicago.org is the best place to send people who want to find out more information. Would that be it?
Yes. UnitingVoicesChicago.org. Yes.
All right. And did they sing with the Phantom of the Opera? What's going on with that information?
Yeah, that information. I am so proud to share that Alexa Moster is starring as Christine. And she's one of my first OGs, amazing, brilliant young voice. It was handpicked by Andrew Lloyd Webber, she told me, part of their 40th anniversary show. So, yes, check her out. Broadway Chicago. They're touring Chicago, I believe, December 11th through January.
What a great organization. It's, I'll be honest with you. I heard of what it was called before, the Chicago Children's Choir, but it's a whole new light here. Uniting Voices Chicago. Great to talk to you, Josephine. Like I said, you should be very proud.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Wendy. Happy holidays.
You as well. She's Josephine Lee, president of Uniting Voices Chicago. If you're listening right now and you have a kid through 18 years of age, you can go to UnitingVoicesChicago.org. Am I too old? Can I do it? I think I would like.
You're never too old.
Yeah, that's what they say. Hi there, it's Wendy Snyder in for John Williams, and we are in the midst of the noon business lunch, and joining us right now, the technologist at Apt Electronics in Glenview, Carl Prouty. Carl, I have to tell you, first of all, I'm so jealous because I was driving down our block last week, and I saw an Apt truck, and I was jealous.
Yeah, it's always a good sight, you know, if somebody's getting something good.
I know. But, all right, so is Cyber Week still going on at Apt? I'm at apt.com right now, and I see it's going on till the 7th?
Yeah, it's been going on since Monday, and then it will usually stretch through this upcoming weekend. They've really extended it. It used to be just Black Friday, and now we've got Cyber Week.
That's great. Big savings. You can go to abt.com, app.com. All right. So we're going to go over some possible gift ideas. And where do you want to start? Is AI working with some of the gadgets that are out there now?
It seems like it works with all the gadgets out there. There's a really cool one, though. Ray-Ban partnered with Meta. So you have Ray-Ban and basically Facebook partnered up to make glasses. You can get sunglasses, you can get prescription glasses, really any type of glasses that you, or any type of lenses that you want. And these glasses have a camera built into them and they have speakers built into them. So you can look at stuff around you and ask for a description of what it is. If you see a plant that you don't recognize, you can look at that, ask the glasses to research what that plant is, and it'll tell you, so you're not touching poison ivy on accidents or anything like that. And you can take little videos on them. You can take pictures. So it's great. I have little kids, and they play a lot of sports, and I don't like holding my phone up to take videos of them. I just want to watch them play. And these allow you to do that. You just hit a little button, or you tell the glasses that you want to take a video, and it starts recording.
Okay. Now, at first you're thinking, do I really want to be connected to Meta and have all my information out there? We already are with our phones. I mean, really, what's the difference? And this just makes life easier, doesn't it?
It really does. And it is one of those things where, I get people don't want to give up all their information, but if you're using a smartphone, they've got a lot of stuff about you as it is. And this is just a nice way to be able to capture memories without your child looking over and seeing you holding your phone up.
You know, that's
you're more engaged.
Yeah. Now, how is this going to work, like, at concerts and stuff? I went to see Bob Dylan, and it's like, no phones. You cannot videotape anything. I think you can sneak around this and do some videoing on these Ray-Ban Meta glasses.
This would be probably the easiest way to do it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all of a sudden, a new website, Wendy's Bootleg Video, is going to be coming out pretty soon. I'll keep you posted, Carl. So with these Meta glasses, I'm just imagining if you're on vacation somewhere, like John is in Paris right now, if he had these, could he get information about the Eiffel Tower and all the different sites he's seeing?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're for. So you can get information like that. They even have live translation built in. So it's right now it's limited to a handful of languages, but they're constantly growing that. So if you're having trouble communicating with somebody, this might be the perfect way to do it if you're going to visit a foreign country.
That's pretty cool. All right. There are some other things out there that you can wear, but they can also help with your health. Of course, the Apple Watch, you can get your heartbeat, your pulse, everything you need, how many steps. But now there are, smart rings and stuff?
There's all sorts of different things. Yeah, there's smart rings are becoming very popular. Aura is kind of the big name in these. Ultra Human is another one that you might see floating around too. They all do very similar stuff, but it's a less invasive way to kind of keep track of your health information, and it's great, and you can get warned about stuff before it happens, so it helps you take better care of yourself. You can check how you're sleeping and make adjustments to help you sleep better, so it really can improve your quality of life very, very efficiently, and you don't have to carry it around in your pocket. You just wear it on your finger.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I love technology. I'm sorry. I'm a total gadget girl. You know that. I say that a lot to you, Carl. All right. Cyber Week savings going on at apt.com right at this moment. We are talking to Carl Prouty, the technologist at Apt Electronics in Glenview. And if you haven't gone, make a day of it. It's huge. It's awesome. And I swear to God, you're going to want everything you see over there. Wendy Snyder in for John Williams this afternoon. It's the noon business lunch, and we are talking to Carl Prouty, the technologist at Apt Electronics in Glenview, 1200 North Milwaukee. You can also go to apt.com. Carl, a listener called in but couldn't hang on. I think her name was Cynthia, and she was wondering if there are any rings or watches that can help if people have fallen and they can't get up.
Yeah, actually, the Apple Watch does that. It has a sensor built in that can detect a fall and then automatically call an emergency number for you. So that would be a great item to consider.
Yeah, that is really a good idea when you think about it. It's come a long way since that, I've fallen and I can't get up. someone else has texted, and this is kind of interesting. 224 came in the last 60 seconds before you took a break. Have you asked how these Meta glasses will prevent people from recording in a bathroom or changing room? I feel like maybe we shouldn't be that paranoid with things.
Well, they actually have something built in to help with that, because those type of scenarios, unfortunately, can happen. These actually have, when you're recording, there's a light that comes on.
Oh.
So there's no way to bypass it. There's no, if you're recording or you're taking pictures, there's a light that automatically comes on. So people will know if the glasses are on and running.
Okay, because, you know, if you're in a stall or something, you don't really have to worry about that. And a changing room, I don't know. I guess I never thought about that, but that's good that the light comes on to show that it's, now I can't do my bootleg tapes at the Bob Dylan shows anymore. Doggone it.
I don't think they'll be looking that closely if you're at, if you're at a concert. I think you'll be all right.
All right. So in other medical or health news, a smart toothbrush is really the way to go, isn't it?
Well, yeah, if you'd rather your toothbrush judge you than your dentist, yeah. It's interesting. I mean, you don't think of a toothbrush like that, but Philips makes this. They make a variety of them, but they have their 9300 series, which is I like that one. They have an app that you can download onto your phone, and your toothbrush will track how you're brushing your teeth, so it can tell if you're not spending enough time on one area or if you're putting too much or too little pressure on one area, and it'll really kind of help you dial it in and get your teeth as clean as you can.
I know people are going to be making fun of us, like, really, do you need an app to brush your teeth? You don't have to, but I don't know. It's kind of weird, Carl, when there's some kind of connection to an app or something, it makes it more fun for me. I don't know why.
It does. It gives you something else. You know, brushing your teeth is not—it's not fun. Nobody
no.
has a good time doing that. But this is at least, you know, giving you something to keep you occupied.
Yeah. All right. That's a good point. there were some other things I was seeing. These are some gift ideas for Christmas. I always find myself needing a power bank for my phone. And are there good ones that aren't really cumbersome and that aren't really expensive?
Yeah, there's lots of options. One in particular, Anker, is a very popular battery brand, and they make one called the Nano Power Bank, and it's tiny. It's just a little piece that you plug into the bottom of your phone. You can use your phone while it's plugged in. It doesn't take up any room in your pocket, and it has 5,000 milliamp hours of power built into it, which means you can charge your iPhone up more than 50%. And it's fast charging too, so it's not gonna take 2-3 hours. It'll take you 20-30 minutes. And it's great if you forgot to plug your phone in and charge it before you left for work, or if you've been using it a lot and you just want to keep something in your pocket that doesn't take up a lot of room. This is a really great way to do it.
And what is it? $19? Am I seeing that right?
$19 right now.
Okay.
So it's very reasonably priced.
That's going to be a stocking stuffer for my boys and my husband and myself. I'm going to stick one in my own stocking.
There you go.
Not a bad idea. Bose speakers are fabulous. And what's this Bose SoundLink Micro?
So that is basically the smallest version of a Bose speaker that you can get right now. It's got a battery built in, so you can use it completely wirelessly. It doesn't have to be plugged into anything. It uses Bluetooth, so you can stream your music right from your phone or from your computer right onto the speaker, and it can go anywhere with you. They're really durable. It's even got a little kind of a connection point on the back, so you can tether it to things. If you wanted to put it on your backpack or if you wanted to, you know, clip it to a tree branch while you're sitting outside, you could do that.
And it's tiny, huh? I love Bose stuff. They really sound great.
Mm-hmm. They do. They do such a nice job of, they don't really go crazy one way or the other. It's not too tinny. It's not too bassy. It's just kind of a really good sound that everyone can appreciate.
I'm looking at app.com, and really, is there anything you guys don't sell? Because my son, Michael, I think is going to get a new MacBook because I've been bragging about mine that's like, I don't know, 7 years old, and I've never... The old laptops, it just seems like every year you'd have to get a new one because you'd run out of space or something, but the MacBooks are good. You guys sell everything at Apt.
We do, yeah. We definitely have MacBooks. If you want to stop into the Apple store, we can help you out with that. We just opened a 30,000 square feet of furniture space. So we had a furniture display before. This is on a totally different level. So if you haven't been to the store for a little while, it's going to look a lot different.
All right. Definitely check that out. And let's talk TVs. I like to end. Tell me about this OLED TV that Samsung has.
Yeah, they have. It's such a good deal right now. It's a 65-inch. It's their S90F series. So it's there. It's not the flagship, but it's the step below the flagship line. And for a 65-inch OLED, which is going to give you the best picture you can possibly get, it's $1,398 on sale right now. So it's just, you're getting so much TV for a, it's certainly on the higher end, but for that price, you're going to have a really hard time finding something better.
Okay, Carl, I know you remember this because we, our first big screen TV was from Apt. It was a lovely wedding gift from my in-laws. And it was one of those rear projection TVs, and we kept it probably too long. And we upgraded to a new TV, and it was like, I don't know, $5,000 back then. And now big screen TVs, look at $1,398, you just said. I mean, they're really coming down. And they're way better now.
Oh, they're infinitely better. We actually just put in a new display here back kind of by the home theater area, where we installed a 157-inch TV as well. And that is just incredible. I mean, you're basically turning your home into an actual movie theater.
Okay, wait. How many inches again did you just say?
157, and they're completely customizable. So if you wanted to do a 300-inch TV, they can build one for you.
I swear to God, I am never going to leave my house if I got that. I really would.
It would be hard. Yeah, it would be hard to. It makes the whole experience of whatever you're watching great. And that Just Video Walls is the name of that brand. But they can make it so that you can have 10 different sources going into it. So you can be watching 5 different sporting events while there's, you know, a Christmas movie playing in one corner. And you can break it down kind of however you want. And it's just the way this TV technology is advancing is just, it's remarkable.
That is incredible. All right, and what if you have a ton of digital photos and you don't know what to do with them? Is there a frame you can get to have them just keep filtering through and showing you all the pictures of your dog and your kids and everything else?
Absolutely. So Aura Frames is the brand that we carry here. They're phenomenal. I got one for my parents, I think it was 2 Christmases ago now. And you basically, if you have a picture on your phone that you like, that you want somebody to see, you just drop it into the app and it shows up on their frame. And you can set that up before you even give it to them as a gift, which makes it super great for people who maybe aren't overly tech savvy, is you can do all the work for them. And then all they have to do is connect it to their Wi-Fi.
Excellent. That sounds great. Carl Prouty is the technologist at Apt Electronics in Glenview. Go see him and go look around, especially if you haven't been there in a while. 1200 North Milwaukee Avenue, and you can also go to apt.com. Happy holidays to you, Carl.
Thank you. Same to you, Wendy.
All right. Thank you so much.